Less than a month out from the Olympics, the IOC is being flooded with applications from athletes to use asthma medication during the Beijing Games, with many competitors not convinced that China's anti-pollution efforts will work. Some athletes have pulled out of events because of their concerns about China's heavily polluted air, and Games doctors expect that about a fifth of the members of Australia's Olympic team will have some sort of respiratory complaint. Olympics reporter Karen Barlow.
If the Beijing Olympic Games organisers have a sore spot, it's air pollution. And at the moment, there's no hiding from it, as 20-kilometre walker Jared Tallant can attest after attending a test event earlier this year.
Yeah, well, if you say you can't see a blue sky, it's pretty smoggy, I suppose. And we were a little bit concerned when we first arrived, just looking at, I suppose, the atmosphere and how hazy it was.
But the endurance athlete says he didn't feel any different while competing and performed very well. That confirms the findings of the medical director of the Australian Olympic team, Dr. Peter Bequee.
The things we worry about is air irritation of eyes and nose and throat, and people have tolerated that pretty well. And that's why the lower respiratory symptoms, we've really had not that much distress from the air.
Some athletes with asthma aren't convinced. Respiratory concerns have also been a factor in not allowing some athletes to march in the opening ceremony, although distraction from pre-games preparation is cited as the main reason. Air pollution has been a problem at most recent Summer Olympics, and Dr. Peter Bequee believes China will turn things around.
The construction's going to be stopped, the traffic, the industry. I'm still, and I don't think I'm being naive, I would anticipate that there'd be improvements in an currently improved situation.
The head of the International Olympic Committee's asthma group is also confident that China's skies will improve. Perth-based Ken Fitch was a team doctor at the 1984 Los Angeles Games, so he's seen it all before. Athletes have just started sending him applications to use asthma medications, which are restricted at elite sporting events.
Well, athletes who wish to take either the beta-2 agonists such as Ventolin and or the inhaled corticosteroids need to apply to the IOC Medical Commission, and I'm afraid I'm going to be inundated in the next 4 weeks. Yes.
There'll be more than 530 Australian athletes heading to Beijing, and team doctor Peter Bequee says 20% are believed to have asthma or some other respiratory complaint.
Part of our pre-game screening or pre-Asia travel health check is to ensure that we've, on symptoms, picked out everyone who might have dormant asthma, family history, asthma as a childhood, those sort of issues, and then of those, particularly for the endurance athletes, then have them tested, and respiratory function can be performed, and a respiratory provocation. So we hope that we'll identify everyone that does have asthma. And we need to do that for known asthmatics too.
It's not all concern for asthmatic athletes. Ken Fitch has analysed the results of the last four Olympics and found asthmatics are doing better than their healthier counterparts.
When you looked at individual medals won, the athletes who either reported in Sydney or were proven to have asthma in the next three games, Salt Lake, Athens and Torino, they outperformed their non-asthmatic rivals in the number of medals won, and by quite a degree, particularly among the winter athletes.
How marked was it?
Well, in some of the winter games, it was 2 to 3-fold higher.
Australia's final team for Beijing should be known by July the 10th.
Olympics reporter Karen Barlow.